So, when we created Vibes, it was the first time in the world that basically a vibrator connected to a smartphone.
Hello. Hello, and welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex, a podcast from metro.co.uk.
It's a bit like Halloween, but with more tricks than treats.
Happy you are with that. My name is Bibi Lynch.
And I'm Miranda Kane.
And coming up, we are talking to Mr. Demetio, who is the co-founder of a smart vibrator. It's the world's first wearable smart vibrator, and it's called Vibes. Do you want to hear the buzz?
Wait! Sounds like he's making dreams come true. Especially if he let you just have a chat without me.
Hi, my name is Demetio, co-founder of Vibes, smart vibrator.
You're in the good sex category. Well done.
Okay, happy to hear that. That is our mission.
Tell me about Vibes. So it's the world's first wearable smart vibrator. What does that even mean?
When we created Vibes, it was the first time in the world that basically a vibrator connected to a smartphone. So I did that because I was in a long-distance relationship with my girlfriend. I was in Boston and she was in Singapore. And I was kind of thinking like, how can we have an intimate moment? I mean, like we had our Skype time, texting, but you know, people still need like a physical touch. And that's how I got an idea, like maybe I can create a vibrator that I can control from a long distance. And I realized like this was back in 2011. And during that time, there's no such thing that you can control, a vibrator that you can control using a smartphone. That's why we call it the first world first smart vibrator.
So what was your background? Because you could have this idea, but to actually know that you can make it, what were you in this field anyway?
Oh,
what were you doing?
It's quite interesting. Actually, I was working as a software engineer, like in investment bank. yes, totally different. I had some background experience in electronics, but mostly it's just a hobby, right? So I was working on electronics, mostly fixing my some of the toys, like real toys, not like a sex toys. And that's how I got, I know how to play a little bit with electronics. And of course, for the vibrator part, I use it a couples of time. I was kind of amazed, like, wow, this thing does a lot of magic. Yeah.
How did you, you know what I love about this, that you've got this kind of literary angle as well. So you're combining audiobooks and sex. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, that is the thing that a lot of people are really excited about it, especially women. So when we did the long distance thing, well, you know, it works really well for those who are in long distance. But for those who are living together with a partner or like these singles, it says like, oh, this is cool, but I'm not going to use it. So as we did a lot of survey, we talked to a lot of women, a lot of them, that time they mentioned about 50 Shades of Grey, right? That novel during that time, it was so famous. And we thought like, wow, there's something special about that. And then we thought about like, how, what if we can come out something about 50 Shades and cut the story short. And we went back to all these women. We asked them, what if we can make your fantasy comes to life? And they are kind of like, what do you mean by fantasy comes to life? Well, while you're listening to the audiobook, when the guy say, I'm touching you softly, it will vibrate softly. When the guy say, I'm touching you hard, it will vibrate hard. And all the women, oh, wow, that is so amazing. That's what we got to try, right? And since then, we started working on it. And the good thing is now we have more than 500 audiobooks in our app, Vibes app.
What kind of books have you got?
We started with like less than 10 audiobooks when we started. It's all kind of like we produce ourselves. And then we realized, like, wow, there are so many fantasy out there, right? There's no way, like, we can do all this thing by ourselves. And then we open it up, become like a crowdsourcing kind of an audiobook. So it means anyone can record their own audiobook, their own voice. It doesn't have to be like 2 hours long kind of an audiobook, right?
Jesus, no one's got time for that.
So,
we're busy women.
Yeah. So it can be like a pretty short, like 10 minutes kind of audiobook. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be explicit, right? We have an audiobook. It's basically just a voice of the guy says like, oh, you look so pretty tonight. I'm missing you. It's kind of like those really romantic type of an audio. And we of course, like we have a lot of the explicit type. And but the good thing is like anyone can just submit their audiobook, and we give them an option like whether like they want to make money out of it. So like you can record your voice and like you sell it for say like $5, and you will get 50% for every download. Of course, 30% will go to Apple.
I love the idea of this. I could make some serious money.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm filthy.
And for for some people, like you don't even have to put your real name. You don't have to put your real photo. It's just like a nickname. Like, yeah, that will work too.
I'm going to use the name Miranda Kane of my co-host. Ah. She'd love it. She'd love it if I did that.
Yeah. And the surprising thing is like, not all women want to listen to a guy's voice, right? Sometimes like they just want to listen to like from the third party angle kind of view, third view, instead like the guy talking to her directly.
It's really interesting. So you do have the mix of kind of the romantic erotica and the more explicit, because not every, you know, it's like when there's porn that's just for women, a lot of women want the porn that would be maybe deemed more masculine, don't they?
Yeah. I guess at the end of the day, it comes down to everyone's preferences, right? It doesn't matter.
How do you work out? So if the man's saying, right, I'm going to touch you softly now, the speed is slightly lower, and then it's harder, it's fast. How are you working out the speed?
Yeah.
How do you know which scene should elicit which response?
Okay. We did a few kind of research before that. So in the past, like we tried to do a speech recognition, but that is a really hard thing to do. And then we try to use based on like the volume of the voice or like the tone. So like if the guy speaks louder, then the vibration is getting stronger. But that doesn't work really well because like in fact, when women prefer when the guy speaks very softly and then the vibration is going really hard, right? But there's a lot of occasion, a lot of storyline that basically it cannot in sync very well. So what we do now is kind of a little bit manual. So it's like putting a subtitle to a movie. So like while you're listening to it, and then you can start to program. Like I want to have this certain type of pattern, certain type of the vibration. And that's where you get like really personalized kind of a vibration.
Are you going to invent a sex toy that's a male version of this? So
yeah, totally. But I guess because like, women, like, they are pretty much, they can be aroused by an audio alone, right? But for men, it's a little bit difficult. Men basically is very visual. We need a visual stimulation. I mean, at the end of the day, no matter how good is an audio, we feel men still want to see something, right? And if we do that, like, I don't think we can get our apps approved by Apple or Google.
And I love that. Yeah, go on.
I mean, eventually we have to go to like tied to the porn movies, right? Which you're not really good in that too.
Right. I love this quote from your press release. So intrinsically, Vibes was designed with female sexuality and wellness in mind, with hopes to empower women, to close the pleasure gap with innovation, and challenge people to rethink sexuality. I mean, that's still your guiding force. Yes.
The funny thing is, like, when I started Vibes, I never thought about, like, quitting my job, right? I mean, like, I got a good career in that company. So I did this long distance remote control. It was just for fun, right? And my girlfriend was just laughing about it. And nobody thought about, like, quitting a job and doing this full time. But I think as I did a lot of more research, what is important for women, what is a female orgasm, and then we even went to talk to sexologists. And I think one of the sexologists asked me, like, do you know that more than 50% of women did not attain orgasm even like when they're having sex? And I was like, during that time, oh, wow, that's really a lot of women out there need this kind of product. And that's where I decided to quit my job and pursue this full time.
So you look at you helping women around the world.
Yeah.
I'll thank you on all our behalves. What's the intimate app? Is that what you were talking about? That's the remote. That's how you can do like the long distance thing.
Yeah. The intimate app is basically we want to help couples to stay intimate. But instead of like, you know, like, what we found out every time when the guy hear about remote control vibrator, the first thing they want to do is like just keep pressing the button, right? And I want to see like girls' experience, which is, I think that is bad. It's not a game or anything. So when we build the intimate app, it's like we really put women in mind. We build like a WhatsApp, something like a communication. So it's basically they need to have a good communication. Like they have to chat first, and before the guy can send any kind of vibration, he has to ask for a permission. Can I control your vibrator? Only when the girls give the permission, and then like the guy can send different kind of vibration.
So funny, isn't it? I mean, what a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Vibes won the XBiz Awards for the best luxury toy of the year, which is fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What is what's coming up for you next?
I think right now we want to focus a little bit more on like getting more audiobooks out there. So it started to picking up more and more people's when we started, a lot of mostly our customer male. So it's like 70% mostly men. And now we are happy to see is like now most of our customer mostly like women. It's like 60% are women. And we just feel like the audiobook is really something that is very different compared to a lot of other products out there. And even without vibrator, actually, a lot of women likes to read novel, or listen to an audiobook, like romance audiobook. So this is the thing that I think it will change the industry, because based on our survey, a lot of women out there, like while they're listening to this erotica, like they still have to do it manually, right? So with this, like, yeah, they don't have, everything has become automatic, and then it will fill anticipation, like it has an element of surprise. You doesn't know, you don't know what is coming next to you.
Literally.
Yeah.
Have you found, so the books, the audio books that you have, is there a most popular accent that the women are like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a choice of accents?
That is an interesting question. Because like majority of our customer right now, mostly from the US side, and they really love the British accent. To them, it's like, oh man, this is so sexy. That's what I found out. Yeah, I mean, maybe for those who live in the UK, it's like, it's like, oh no, not again. In the US,
it's like, shut up, oh,
wow,
not again.
This is so romantic.
Well, I'll bear that in mind next time I get on a train and someone talks to me. Demetrio, thank you so much for joining us. Vibes sounds fantastic. And I'm intrigued. And I'm totally sending you a couple of stories, which in my British accent, I should read out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd
love to have you on Vibes too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Give me the gossip. How did that go? What was that about?
I think I've got a new career.
Oh.
Finally. Oh, you look really happy for me.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. So it's a wearable vibrator, right? It can be done remotely, she says. I'm quite technical. What's the word?
Remotely.
But what's the word before done? What's the word that's not done? What's the word? What's the word when you make it work? You must read my work, everyone. I mean, you're firing all the nationals and the glossies. Anyway, operated, thank you. It's operated remotely. Or you can do it yourself and just like put it there. Pointing my vajiji. You have erotica going on, right? So you're listening to erotica.
Right.
And that operates the vibrator. And so if it's a sexy scene, that jiggles sexily.
Yeah.
Say it's a man going, I'm going to touch you softly, sweetheart. It touches you softly, sweetheart. And it's like, I'm touching you toughly. It touches you toughly. Oh. It basically...
It's interesting. It's clever, isn't it?
So the vibrator responds to the erotica.
Okay. But can you plug it into anything else?
I don't know.
Like, if you've got a bit of AC/DC happening, then...
Yeah. Why would you... Highway to Hell.
No!
Literally, I can't believe I actually knew... Wham. It was Wham or AC/DC. I can't remember which. And he was lovely. And he stayed up till 4 a.m. Singapore to tell us all about it.
Oh.
Yeah, and I loved him. And it does sound super interesting. Oh. But he said that the British accent is the accent that's most requested by the ladies. Yeah. And so I'm thinking, because I'm British.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And I'm thinking I might make some money. Yeah. So we could write some erotica.
Yeah.
Send it over, narrate it. Bob, what's it?
He was touching me toughly. Oh, bro. Felt a proper little rumble in my vagine. Innit, bro?
Such an awful racist. you're anti the cockney. Right, go. I am Bibi Lynch.
I'm Miranda Kane.
We have just been ruining Good Sex, Bad Sex, a podcast for metro.co.uk, produced by the beautiful Juliet Nichols.
You can get in touch with us on Twitter, not like actual touch us. We're not wearing the vibes yet. But you can get in touch with us on Twitter at Good Sex, Bad Sex with a XXX at the end.
Yeah, and that was created by Sam Bonham, who's
not here,
but produces us as well. Yeah, get in touch. And if you've got any sexy questions, any queries, anything you'd like us to talk about, yeah, just email us info@sexpod.co.uk.
And we will see you next week.
Goodbye. God bless.